Saudi warplanes continue to target several cities and areas in Yemen 5 weeks after the onset of the deadly campaign in the impoverished country. The latest airstrikes targeted Salif Air Defense Camp in Hodeidah. Elsewhere in Mari province, Saudi warplanes launched air raids on an anti-aircraft battalion. The presidential palace in Taiz was also pounded. Earlier, Saudi fighter jets bombarded different regions north of the capital, Sana'a. Nearly 3,000 people have been killed in the Saudi war. Yemeni civil coalition that monitors war crimes in the country says 435 women and 327 children have lost their lives since the beginning of the aggression. Let's talk to Press TV's Yusuf Moria, correspondent in Sana'a. Yusuf, tell us more about the humanitarian situation that the country is dealing with.
Well, for the past month, and we are now entering into the second month, it's just been an economic deterioration in all aspects of the economy. We have no fuel, no cooking gas, there's no electricity. You know, it's been 3 weeks without electricity. People don't have hot water. They are unable to use the water system here in Yemen. It's just been a humanitarian crisis, which continues to increase as the days continue to pile up. It seems that this type of punishment, which the Yemeni people are facing, will continue to last because there isn't any international pressure being put on Saudi Arabia to end its continuous airstrikes, which continue to target Yemen's infrastructure. Not only that, but these airstrikes have also targeted gas stations. They've targeted dairy factories. They've targeted local businessmen and businesses, and they've targeted food markets throughout the country in Saada, where a woman and her three children were killed in last week's attack. And this is something which is continuing throughout the country. And like I said, the Yemeni people, they're frustrated. They've been taken to the streets on a daily basis in a number of provinces condemning this Saudi aggression. And they believe that Saudi Arabia is imposing the blockade by land, air, and sea in order to starve the Yemeni people, in order to push them over the edge. Because the Saudi airstrikes, they're simply failing to accomplish their goal, which is to weaken the Houthi advancement, and which is to disable the Yemeni army. This is something which has not been done. The Houthis have actually managed to advance and gain more territory ever since March 25th, when the Saudi air assaults began, and the Houthis have managed to expand throughout the country. They've managed to take over large portions of the southern port city of Aden, and they've also managed to drive out Hadi militias from the southern provinces of Shabwa and Abyan. So the Yemeni people feel that Saudi Arabia is taking out its frustration against the Yemeni people by cutting off the supply of gas and fuel and other basic necessities. And this is something which is affecting the society here in Yemen, and it has deteriorated the overall quality of life, and it continues to increase as the days continue to pile up. And Saudi Arabia doesn't seem like it's going to end this air assault anytime soon.
All right, Press TV's Yusuf Moria reporting from Sana'a. Thanks to Yusuf. Moving on now. Meanwhile, Iran has called for the creation of an immediate safe corridor to send humanitarian aid to Yemen. Deputy Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdollahian has expressed concern over the ongoing humanitarian disaster in Yemen. Amir Abdollahian made the comments in a meeting with Robert Mardini, the Middle East Director for the International Committee of the Red Cross. He also called for a quick end to Saudi Arabia's aggression against Yemen as soon as possible. Mardini said the humanitarian situation in Yemen is worrying and that the ICRC plans to do more in sending food, medicine and fuel to the impoverished country.